You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
You're listening to Camden Community Radio, and this is What's On in Camden for the week beginning the 9th of July.
The British Library on Euston Road is the second largest library in the world. There are more than 150 million items in the collection, and while you need special permissions to look at many of them, the jewels of the collection are on display to the public for free in the Treasures Gallery. It costs nothing to visit, and you can look at incredible documents like the Magna Carta, the Gutenberg Bible of 1455, Leonardo da Vinci's original notebook, or handwritten Beatles lyrics. One visitor on TripAdvisor had this to say after their trip. The first thing you encounter is pages from Leonardo da Vinci's notebook. Not replicas, the actual original notes, handwritten by the man himself. This is just the start. There are Shakespeare's sonnets and plays, handwritten sheet music from the likes of Bach, Handel and Elgar, and original drafts of works by Dickens, H.G. Wells and Jane Austen. If you visit the Treasures Gallery before November, you'll also have the chance to explore a collection of Arabic comics and cartoons. Some are over 100 years old, others are published only this year. They give a glimpse into the everyday life, politics, and society across the Arab world. The British Library is on Euston Road, right next to King's Cross St Pancras Station.
At the Roundhouse Camden this Sunday, the 9th of July, there is a free event. A series of workshops drawing on the techniques and traditions of the Baka rainforest people of the Cameroon, Central Africa. These workshops are led by Sue Hart, who has worked with the people of the Baka rainforest for over 20 years. Sue Hart is a dynamic choir leader and singer-songwriter. She has been performing and teaching internationally for over 20 years and is the lead singer with the Afro-Celtic dance band Baka Beyond. The whole event is part of this year's Voices Now Festival, which brings together choirs from around the country with the aim of encouraging inspirational collaboration between participants, with a bit of risk-taking thrown in for good effect. The doors for this event open at 2:30 this Sunday, the 9th of July, at the Roundhouse Camden. If you are interested in hearing joyful singing styles and the beautiful interlocking vocal sounds of the Baka rainforest people, which are thought to be the first human voices to sing, then make sure you find yourself at the Roundhouse in Camden this Sunday the 9th. This event is free.
You are probably quite a fan of the ancient Japanese art of woodblock printing, even if you don't know it yet. This is the technique that was used in a picture called The Great Wave. It shows a wave looming larger than the mountain, about to crash down on a small fishing boat below. It was made by Hokusai, master of the art of woodblock printing, and is one of the most beloved pictures in the world. The British Museum currently has a free exhibition explaining the art of woodblock printing with original examples from three master artists, including Hokusai. All the process is handmade with incredible skill, from carving the wood to making the special paper used to print on to adding and removing the ink. The results are beautiful. On Wednesday the 12th of July from 1:15 until 2 p.m. there is a special talk being given for anyone who's interested in finding out more. Or you can go along to the exhibition any time during museum opening times and explore the exhibition in your own time. The Hokusai exhibition is on now until the 13th of August.
So that's What's On in Camden for the week beginning the 9th of July. Tune in next week to find out more about all the different events that are going on in your borough.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.